Congress should be subsidizing buyouts to any Supreme Court justice who retire when they reach 10 years of service on the high court. How ironic that that really kind of fits what? The Republicans. It's all short-term solutions because they can't stand. All right, Mary's Dowry, nice. So, this is from the College Fix. Seton Hall Law School gives SCOTUS justices cash so they'll retire. Associate Dean of Seton Hall Law School, hates Seton Hall, being in the Big East, never liked him. Bunch of jerks, at least, you know, the basketball players, believe that Congress and or the president should just consider giving long-term Supreme Court justices a buyout to retire. Man, I love it. I love the fact that SCOTUS is so conservative enough that they're doing everything. Well, let's pack the court. We can't really pack the court. Well, why don't we buy them out? We'll give them money to leave. It may work on somebody like, no, I was a Providence College fan. So I, you know, Providence College didn't like Seton Hall. Hated the ACC, man. Alanacious. What are you talking about? The ACC. That's what I think of that. That's the only way I can call it. Yeah, it's a bribe. Writing in the Hill, Brian Shepherd said the high court is in need of, quote, some organizational change, unquote, and just giving cash to the justices actually, quote, stands a chance of getting through the Senate, unquote. This is the dumbest thing you could have think of. Let's just give them money and they'll leave. This alleged quote-unquote change just happens to coincide with the fact that SCOTUS now has a 5-4 conservative majority. You know I don't give Roberts them 6-3. What about this? 5.5. 5.5 to 4.5. That'd be funny if you gave money and KBJ took it. Brown Jackson was like, I'll take it later. And she leaves. Shepherd acknowledges that the judicial branch is, quote, least democratic by design, unquote, but justices' lifetime tenure means a greater chance of, quote, their values and ideologies radically depart with the will of the majority, unquote. Yeah, here's the thing. They love saying that. They love saying that, but sodomy is not the will of the majority. Abortion, the murder of babies, is not with the will of the majority. I don't care what they say. They have to manipulate poll results every time to get that. But let's see, the rest of this are the professor and advisor on the matters of, quote, ethics, political unrest, and injustice, unquote, compare potential SCOTUS buyouts to what private companies do all the time, especially during economic downturns. Quote, Congress has empowered federal agencies to offer buyouts with which the Office of Personnel Management praises for bringing, quote, needed organizational change with minimal disruption to the workforce, unquote. It's fine. You can buy me out $400 million. Yeah, if you give me $400 million, I'll leave. And none of that funny money. I want $400 million in gold bricks. It's the only way I'm leaving. $400 million in gold bricks. I want Fort Knox, and then I'll leave. It is a dangerous precedent because if you're a Republican, you should be like, I will absolutely get, I'm on board with this. And we're going to do that with everybody in the federal bureaucracy. We'll give them a buyout bonus after they get there for 10 years. So you can't be entrenched in D.C. This is from the actual op-ed. The prospect of comfortable retirement might look more enticing. I love how this is phrased. The prospect of comfortable retirement might look more enticing now that the justices are unpopular and require around-the-clock security. So, yeah, so you want to leave. So if I was them, I wouldn't want to leave. Congress should just offer substantial buyouts to any Supreme Court justice who retires when they reach 10 years of service. The five justices who have already exceeded that number should be I like how it's the five justices. I wonder if five justices. Thomas Alito and Roberts are three of them. And then I guess Sotomayor and Yeah, Sotomayor would be the fourth. I don't know who the fifth one is. Who's the fifth one? Because Breyer just left. Thomas Alito, Roberts. Those are because Coney Barrett, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh are all recent. So it'd be those three. Roberts, Alito, Thomas, Sotomayor. KBJ just got there and has Kagan been there 10 years? That's crazy. Anyway. The five justices who have already exceeded that number should be eligible for the payment if they retire within 1 year to overcome the considerable allure of ideological power. The sum should be in the millions. Just give them millions of dollars. Just everybody's like, where the hell does this money come from? Just give them a million. Pay them like Mark McGuire, $15 million. You get out. The buyout proposal has the virtue of being a soft measure, since it changes the court's composition only if justices themselves choose to opt in. It does little to threaten judicial independence. Right? Yes, five justices, Clarence Thomas, John Roberts, Samuel Alito, Soto Sotomayor, and Nalady Kagan. All right, I got it right. Would be incentivized to seek immediate retirement, which could create a windfall of vacancies for who? For the sleepy ice cream COVID leader, Joe Biden. But there are nearly as many eligible Democratic and Republican appointees. Yeah, but then that's not even, what the hell, dude? Because he would just put all Democrats on there. Oh, well, it's an even number of people that are leaving. It's stupid.